Today is the Feast of St. Anne, with a proper last gospel in commemoration of the 8th Sunday after Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, as I mentioned, is the Feast of St. Anne, and I would like to tell you a story about a very famous shrine that was built in Canada in honor of this powerful saint. The shrine is called St. Anne de Beaupré, and its origin dates back to the 17th century. According to the traditional story, some sailors from Brittany in northwestern France crossed the Atlantic Ocean to settle in the New World. They arrived in the New World safe and sound, only to be overcome by a very fierce storm that arose on the St. Lawrence River in Canada. They were about to perish, for shipwreck seemed imminent, and death most certainly would have followed. However, the sailors were too devoted to the patroness of Brittany, St. Anne, to forget her in their distress. They at once invoked St. Anne, who is also the patroness of seafarers, and vowed to erect a chapel in her honor on the very spot where they should happen to land. Their prayers were heard, and these mariners landed on the shore of Beaupré. An old document dating back to 1658 tells that the church in honor of St. Anne was begun. During the construction of the new chapel, there was a man named Gibbon who suffered from rheumatism and was thus unable to help with the construction. He was a cripple and was able to get around only by using crutches. He was disappointed that he could not share in the work, but he was eager to show his willingness. And so, out of devotion to St. Anne, he brought three stones to be laid in the foundation of the new church. St. Anne, in return, showed her maternal tenderness to the new settlers from Brittany, and especially to Gimon, by completely curing him of his infirmity. Having brought the stones to the construction site, he rose up entirely relieved of his rheumatism. And since that time, St. Anne has worked numerous miracles at the shrine in Beaupré on behalf of the blind, the lame, and the incurables. Through the years, St. Anne de Beaupré has become a world-famous shrine to the Mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and countless pilgrims, especially from Europe, have made the pilgrimage to this village outside Quebec City to pay homage and to ask favors of good St. Anne. As a matter of fact, when my grandmother came over from Ireland to move to New York, she too first made a pilgrimage to Beaupré. Now, as I mentioned, there have been many miracles performed through the intercession of Good St. Anne, as she has been affectionately called. I am now going to read to you an account of one striking miracle. Philomena Côté was blessed to receive a miraculous cure from St. Anne. She describes the miracle, which occurred in 1878, in her own words. This is what she wrote. "Last year, for the first time, I felt pain from a cancer, which in a short space of time made rapid progress. In the doctor's opinion, no cure could be expected without an operation. This I underwent in Montreal, but to no avail, for a second operation was soon necessary. As I was too weak to bear it and was greatly discouraged on remembering my first sufferings, it was postponed for several months. I then put my trust in good St. Anne, and during September of last year, I started a pilgrimage to her beloved shrine at Beaupré. After it, I felt for a time somewhat better, but towards the end of that month, the pain returned with increased violence. I began another novena to St. Anne, only to see my sufferings redoubled. She continued, I became so ill that I had to receive the last sacraments and to wait for my death, which was expected day after day. But on the morning of January 17th, 1878, she wrote, I fell into a peaceful sleep, and after a few hours, I awoke suddenly and was entirely cured. My dear friends, we can imagine that St. Anne often spoke to her daughter, the Blessed Virgin Mary, of the one treasure the Jews were waiting for. That treasure was the promised Messiah. St. Anne certainly would have instilled in her daughter a desire for God to send the promised Messiah. And so should mothers today instill that same love and desire for our Lord and their children, just as St. Anne did. Mothers, to help cultivate a special devotion to St. Anne, pray to her to help you raise your children as she raised the Blessed Mother. Invoke her in your morning and evening prayers. Ask her to assist you in being a good mother. And what this means is be diligent in your duties as a mother in seeing to the Catholic upbringing of your children. Teach your children to love God by keeping them from the evil influences of the world and by instilling in them a love for virtue, especially purity. Protect them, as St. Anne protected the sailors from the danger of the violent storm. Beseech her every day to obtain for you the grace to be a good parent. And we should all have a special devotion to St. Anne, for is she not the mother of our Blessed Mother and the grandmother of our Lord? The thousands of wonders St. Anne worked show us how dear she is to the heart of Christ, and thus her power to assist us. Let us go to St. Anne in all of our needs. Call upon her that she may help you as she has done for so many others. As St. Anne protected the sailors on their way to America and wrought countless miracles on behalf of the sick and the dying, she will also come to our aid if we ask her. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.